Welcome to the Soulful Insights podcast, where I empower women to help them reclaim their power through spiritual sovereignty. Have you ever felt like there's a wiser, more intuitive version of you? One that knows exactly what you need, the direction you should take, and the path that aligns with your soul's purpose? That's your higher self. But in the noise of daily life, that connection can feel distant, almost unreachable. But the good news is, meditation is the key to unlocking that deep wisdom within you. Before we get started, I want to let you know that meditation doesn't have to be something that takes an hour out of your day. It can become a part of your day. And we're going to talk about that later on in the podcast of how you can integrate these quiet moments of stillness into things that you're already doing. So stay tuned for that. And how to get more out of your day and more spiritual connection in your day. I remember when I first began my meditation journey. At first, I struggled with the silence. I did start using meditation music, which was helpful, but my thoughts were still loud, and my doubts were even louder. But the more I practiced, the more I realized that beneath all of that mental chatter, all of those ruminating thoughts was something powerful, a calm, wise presence that had been there all along. That presence was my higher self, waiting for me to be still and listen. And once I did, everything changed. I gained clarity, trust in myself, and a deeper sense of purpose. In today's episode, we're diving deep into how meditation can be your bridge to that higher guidance. And this doesn't mean meditation that has to take a lot of time out of your day. You can connect with spirit guides and spirit masters, spiritual masters. But honestly, the most important is to connect with your soul, your higher self. In this episode, you'll learn what the higher self truly is. Why meditation is the most powerful tool for this connection, especially initially. You're always connected. It isn't that you're ever disconnected from your soul, from your higher self. But there are ways to receive that wisdom more clearly. And simple and profound techniques to start receiving that divine wisdom from your higher self today. And to top it off, I will be guiding you through a short meditation to help you establish that initial connection with your higher self. So if you've been feeling lost, disconnected, or unsure of your next step, this episode is for you. By the end, you'll have the tools to quiet the noise, access your inner wisdom, and walk in alignment with your true self. So take a deep breath, find a quiet space, grab a good cup of green tea or coffee, and let's begin. So, what is the higher self? What is that? It is the eternal, wise, and intuitive aspect of you, your soul. It is connected to divine energy, inner truth. When we talk about the higher self, when I talk about the higher self, I'm referring to the eternal, limitless, and multidimensional essence of you. You are not just your physical body, or even your thoughts or emotions. You are a vast, radiant, eternal soul with multiple energetic layers that extend beyond what the human eye can perceive. Your higher self is the bridge between your physical existence in this physical realm and the divine, a powerful high vibrational force that cannot be contained within the physical body alone. If your entire soul tried to fit inside your physical body, it would be too much for this dense, lower vibrational form to handle. It would literally short circuit your body. That's how powerful your higher self or your soul is. Therefore, your body is contained within your soul, not the other way around. This was a really difficult concept for me to wrap my head around until I actually had my own experience that confirmed the truth of this. I'm not going to get into that today, but, you know, let me know. If you want to hear more about that, you can leave a comment on Instagram or another social media platform for me. Direct message me, let me know, because I would love to discuss some of those with you. But your soul extends outward in multiple energetic layers, each serving a unique role in your spiritual experience. So I want to talk about the dimensional layers of your soul, of your higher self. And in reality, these layers, we won't get into that today. But let's start with the first layer. The first energetic layer of your soul is your astral body. It extends about 1.5 times the size of your physical body. This is the lowest vibrational aspect of your soul. It's slightly finer than the physical body itself, and it is your bridge from the physical realm to the dream realm and the astral realm. So if you've heard of astral travel, then you may understand what the astral body is. This is the first level of expanded awareness beyond the material world. And then we move into the second body, which is the etheric body. This is even more subtle and higher vibration than your astral body. This is the energetic blueprint that connects you to the etheric realms, including the Edenic realm, which holds the original divine harmony of existence. And I'm not going to go into the truth about the Eden realm, but or the original blueprint of this realm, but this body plays a role in energy healing, life force flow, spiritual vitality. So that it's just a higher level of your soul. Then we move into the mental body, which is number 3. This is the energetic layer that's connected to your mind. This is where your unique personality, your individual essence, and thoughts are stored on a spiritual level and communicated with your physical brain. The mental body not only shapes your physical reality through thoughts, beliefs, perceptions, but also carries the knowledge of your soul's journey throughout eternity. So it's really important to have this connection to your higher self through the mental body, so through your physical brain, and then into your mental body, because it's going to help guide you in your life. And a lot of us are just so focused on our physical experience, the physical things that we see and hear and touch, that we really miss out on the higher guidance of our higher self on all of these layers. The mental body is really important for your mental health. How you think about yourself, how you see the world. This is where that spiritual connection between your brain and the mental body in your soul is really important. And then we move into the emotional body. And the emotional body governs your emotions. It connects you to through the physical experience of feelings. It holds the imprint of past emotional experiences and helps regulate emotions in the physical body. When it's balanced, this spiritual emotional body allows for emotional mastery, deep empathy, and the ability to move through life with grace and the connection to the essence of your soul, which is unconditional love. So when you're fully connected to this part of your soul, this essence governs how you show up in the world, how you treat other people, how you treat yourself. It's really important to be emotionally connected to your higher self through this emotional body. Then we move into the template body. This is the divine energetic blueprint of your physical form. It holds the sacred geometry of your physical body, ensuring the alignment between your soul and body in this physical realm. This is where deep physical and energetic healing can occur in this template body. Then we move into number 6, which is the celestial body. This is the layer that connects you to angelic realms, heavenly realms, divine love, the highest truths of your being. This is through the celestial body that you can access this divine wisdom, this remembrance of your soul's true nature. This is where deep soul level healing and spiritual downloads occur. And then we move into number 7, which is the infinite spirit body. This is the highest, most expansive layer of your being. This is the all-encompassing aspect of your soul that contains all the other layers within it. It is the number 7, which in spiritual tradition means whole or complete. It is the whole soul contained within this infinite body. It is the remembrance of all that is. It is your direct connection to Source, the universe, to God, to the infinite wisdom of existence itself. This is the space of divine oneness, the interconnectedness of all things, where your higher self fully exists beyond time, space, and form. So all of these subtle dimensional bodies make up your soul or your higher self. And as you tap into a deep connection with your higher self, you can access the wisdom and guidance that's unique to you and your soul purpose. And that can be so powerful and life-changing. So how do you know when your higher self is guiding you? Your higher self is always communicating with you. It's always connected to you. You're not ever not connected. But modern distractions and the noise of daily life can make it really hard to feel and to hear. I want to detail all of the things that can make your connection to your higher self more difficult. The biggest issue is low vibration living. And a lot of people don't know what that means. What is low vibration living? If you're living in a very low vibration, it can be very difficult to connect with any spiritual being, spirit guides, to God, to your higher self, whatever. If you are so focused on, so that low vibration living, and we'll detail that in a minute, but if you're so focused on the physical senses of what you can see, what you can hear, what you can feel, and you're really focused on your life in this physical realm, your job, your stresses, all of that, money, it can really disconnect you from the ability to receive the wisdom and deep connection with your higher self because you are so focused on the physical. So the low vibration living and being overly focused on the physical, those are two big ones. So let's detail low vibration living. What does this look like? Violent entertainment. And these are not in any particular order, okay? But violent entertainment seems to be pervasive. People are so desensitized to violence, it shocks me. Why? If you truly find it entertaining to watch other people be murdered, to watch the torture of other human beings on TV shows and movies, this is extremely low vibration things that you are allowing into your mind. Any media that depicts violence against other human beings is about as low vibration as you can possibly get. And it is going to disconnect you from the spiritual because what is the essence of your higher self? It is unconditional love. You are stepping outside of unconditional love when you are finding joy and pleasure and entertainment in violence. It is out of alignment. Those vibrations don't match. It's going to be really difficult to get that connection going when you are so out of sync with the essence and the truth of who you are, which is unconditional love. Okay. We move into the next one, which is hyper-sexualized entertainment of any sort on the internet, movies, TV shows. And there's a reason that these things are being fed to human beings through TV, the music that they're listening to, the movies that they're watching, the social media that they are consuming, what they are consuming online. There's a reason that this is being fed to you ad nauseum. And I'm not going to get into that today, but you need to realize that there is an intentional reason that this hyper-sexualized, hyper-violent, graphic stuff is being fed to you. High vibration connection always requires honoring the dignity of others. Violence does not honor the dignity of others. Honoring intimacy as an act of love, that's high vibration. But looking at hypersexualized things where the act of intimacy is exploited for entertainment purposes, this is not honoring the dignity of other people. It isn't. It can't. It cannot. Intimacy, another human being's body. This is something I'm going to go on a tangent here. When I worked as a student midwife about 15 years ago and attended births, I attended births at home, at the woman's home or at a birth center. I saw a lot of things, okay, when I would walk into that room. Some women who had been violated in some way, we'll just put it that way, oftentimes were very nervous about being seen. And we had to really honor, step back and really honor that space. Other women were very, very open. And you could walk into a room and they just didn't want to wear anything. And either or is completely fine. But before I would walk into that space, I needed to learn to honor and respect the body of this woman. I do not walk into that space and judge the size of her body, the way that she looks, anything like that. I am walking into this space honoring this woman in every single way. This is what high vibration is. I honor this individual's dignity at all times. And if I am seeing their physical body, I honor their dignity and I respect them on a deep level. I am not using them or seeking to consume them for selfish reasons. That is very, very important. Now, of course, I wouldn't be doing that as a midwife, obviously. But I'm saying the entertainment that a lot of people seek online and in other spaces does not honor the dignity of other people in any way, shape, or form. It is about consuming them for entertainment. And whenever you are consuming that intimate of a thing, it's exploitation. It's abusive. And a lot of people will disagree with me, and that's totally fine, but I'm going to tell you like it is, whether you like it or not. It is not honoring the dignity of other people. And whenever we do that, we step out of alignment with unconditional love. It's going to be more difficult for you to connect with anything spiritual. Loud music is another one. The vibrations of that loud music are out of sync with the vibrations of higher beings, including your higher self. It also consumes your mind and makes it very difficult for you to receive subtle communications. And so if every time you're driving in the car and every time you're home cleaning or whatever it is that you're doing, loud music is going when you're doing homework or whatever it is that you do, those subtle messages are not going to get through. Also, excessive busyness. If you are busy all the time, all consuming, running around, doing things, not allowing for quiet time, those messages are going to be really hard to receive. Also, excessive consumption of alcohol or other mind-altering chemicals or drugs will also cut you off from those communications. It's affecting your brain. And the problem is those communications come in from higher places into your physical mind. That's how they have to get to you. And if your mind is under the influence of anything, you can't think clearly in your mind. The messages aren't going to get through. Unhealthy expression of anger or violence towards others is also very low vibration. It's one of the lowest vibration emotions that we can have. It doesn't mean anger is bad. There is a healthy experience of anger and healthy expression of it, healthy transmuting of those emotions. It doesn't mean don't ever feel angry at something. But when that is an unhealthy experience of anger or enacting violence towards any other being, that is also going to cause a spiritual disconnect. Anything that causes you to step out of sync with the true essence of your higher self, which is unconditional love, it will cut you off from experiencing that. It's just your vibration is not matching and it's really difficult to make a connection, if that makes sense. Any of this stuff is gonna, anytime you step outside of unconditional love, that resonance isn't gonna be there. And you can go, you know, get right back into sync. We're not perfect. We make mistakes. It's not about being perfect. It simply means you have to respect the dignity of yourself and you have to respect the dignity of others. If you are doing something that's harmful to yourself, it is going to pull you out of resonance with your higher self. So anger, any sort of anger towards yourself, any sort of, you know, consumption of alcohol that is making you not be able to think or act clearly in your mind, that is harming yourself. That is out of step with unconditional love. You're trying to numb emotions and trauma and not processing and dealing with things in healthy ways. It is going to be very difficult to get spiritual guidance, which is so important for you to feel. In order for you to feel love, you have to be in connection with your higher self. We are always seeking to feel acceptance and feel love from other people, but you're not going to be able to feel it when you're out of alignment with love within yourself. That alignment has to be there. You have to be in alignment with love within yourself in order to feel and connect with the resonance of love all around you. Is any time you could be doing dishonest business deals, or any time that you are stealing from someone or doing something that is out of step with unconditional love, using other people for your own selfish benefits, whatever that may be, it's disconnecting you, and you just end up in this cycle of misery and disconnection with love. And I want to also, so I think that's enough talking about that. Hopefully that makes sense to you. Hopefully you understand that. I know it might be a little difficult to hear, but it's true. And I want to give you some signs that your higher self is trying to guide you and connect with you. You may have a sense of deep inner knowing. There's this gut feeling or this inner sense of certainty about something. You're getting, it may not even be certainty. Certainty could be like, you just have this inner knowing, I need to do this. Or this gut feeling about someone or a choice that you're making of like, it just is not sitting well. That's a communication that this is probably not the direction you should be going. This is probably, this person probably has ill intent. That kind of inner guidance, follow that. Even if it doesn't make logical sense to you. The other one is intuitive nudges, sudden insights that come into your mind, a sudden sense of clarity. You may have messages and dreams. Having a dream journal is really important. I have one. They can be used for various purposes, other purposes that we're not going to get into, but you can receive messages and dreams from your higher self. Write them down, evaluate, and ask for clarity. You can even experience synchronicities, things that seem like they're more than just a coincidence. Pay attention to these things. They're intuitive nudges. They can be from your higher self or spirit guides, but since we're talking about your higher self, then that can also happen as well. Feeling aligned, a sense of peace, a sense of purpose, like things are just flowing and unfolding exactly as they should, and there's just this understanding of feeling in alignment. That's definitely telling you that you are in resonance with your higher self, and things will unfold really, really well when you are in that alignment. You can also have a heightened sense of awareness, feeling more connected to nature, sensing other people's energy, sensing energetic shifts, having moments of deep clarity and wisdom. All of these things can show you that your higher self is trying to connect with you, and they usually are going to happen in places where it is quiet, where you are having a little sense of peace within yourself, and so you are then in alignment. In the modern world, distractions, constant social media use, stress, fear-based thinking are all kind of disconnecting you from this sacred wisdom, because they are pulling you out of alignment with what? Love. And whenever you do that, it's going to be difficult to receive these messages. And this is why meditation is one of the most powerful ways to quiet the noise, to tune in, to remember who you truly are, and to connect. It's not the only way, and we're going to talk about some other easier ways that might help you connect. But meditation is one of the focuses of today's episode. So we will be doing that as well. So I want to explore in the next section how meditation can act as a bridge to your higher self. and how you can begin using it as a daily practice to strengthen this connection. Because like I said, a lot of times, a lot of things that we do in our lives are very low vibration, very disconnecting. It can leave us feeling confused and like we're spinning, we don't know which direction to go, we're having a hard time making decisions. Depending on how low vibration of things you're doing on a daily basis, hopefully not, but there are definitely people who watch television every single day and your brain is constantly being fed low vibration messages all the time. I personally do not watch TV at all. I haven't watched a movie in nearly a decade. I do not fill my mind with any of that. That's where I am on my spiritual journey, and you may be in a different place, and that is completely fine. But I just want to let you know, the less that you are filling yourself with these things, the more connection you're going to have, the more direction you're going to have, the more joy you're going to have. I mean joy. We're always chasing happiness and we get these moments and but in reality, just living in this space of joy is something when you are just living in a state of alignment with unconditional love. It brings true joy. So, moving on, meditation is a pathway to this connection to your higher self, and it can be done in a variety of ways, and we're going to get into that because I want to make this very accessible and very easy for everyone. But meditation is one of the most powerful tools to bridge this gap between your physical existence and your higher self. It quiets the noise of the ego. It quiets the noise of the world around you, the physical world. It strengthens your intuition and allows that divine guidance to flow effortlessly into your awareness while you are in that meditation. And the more that you learn what your higher self feels like and sounds like, the easier it will be to channel that when you're not in meditation. But I think meditation is a perfect entry point. And I want to make it very clear. You are never truly disconnected from your higher self. Obviously, your higher self is always connected to you. It's merely that your physical self tunes it out. One of the laws of the universe is free will. No being has the power to exert force over your soul, including your physical being. So your higher self is not going to force itself in there and be like, hey, you know, you need to be doing this. I'm telling you this. Even your own self in different dimensional spaces is not going to exert force over you. Your higher self, your physical mind sometimes will do stupid stuff. You know that you've made mistakes in your life. You've acted out of alignment with love, right? You've yelled at someone or something that you've done that you know you should not have done. That's not your higher self guiding that moment. That's your physical self being like, hey, shh, I'm going to do this thing, right? And I know that you're not consciously aware of that, but that is something that we do. And there's a disconnect because we're out of resonance with it. Your spirit guides and even your higher self will always honor your free will and will only guide you when you ask for it. That is why so many people act out horrific things in this world, because that free will is always honored, even by your higher self, even by the other dimensional part of you. Your higher self always desires to speak to you and guide you. But if your mind is cluttered with distractions, fears, obligations, low vibration, things going on, it's going to be really difficult to hear because you are out of resonance. When you invite the connection and ask for the guidance, it becomes very powerful. It'll bring you right back into alignment. And meditation can help you foster this clear connection, creating a direct line to the wisdom, love, and truth of your eternal soul. Here's the most important thing to remember. You don't need to carve out an hour of silence in a perfect setting in order to connect with your higher self or receive guidance. If you feel like you don't have time to meditate, which I hear this a lot from people, which I'm like, actually you do. You just don't make the time. You have the time. But if you feel like you don't have the time, create moments of quiet stillness wherever you can. One of the places that I used to connect was when I was driving to teach Pilates. I had a 45-minute drive to the studio from my house and turn off the radio, turn off the things, or turn on meditation music, that's also fine, and just connect in your mind. You can also do the same thing when you're in the shower. Create that space. It's quiet in there. Ask your higher self to come in. Just be in that connected space. It's the intention that you have. You'll get a lot of guidance in the shower, trust me. You can take a few minutes before bed, before you fall asleep, to connect. All of these are valid and will work just as well as if you take an hour out of your day for formal meditation. Also, be aware, your higher self isn't waiting for a formal invitation. It's waiting for your presence, for that openness. It's not this formal, I invite you to come in, I invite you to connect. Your higher self is there. It's a part of you. It's just waiting for your presence, the quiet time where you're open to the communication. So I want to give you a few ideas of techniques that you can use to connect with your higher self. Breathwork meditation. This is a grounding and clearing of the mind. Breath is the bridge between the physical and the spiritual. A lot of people don't realize that. Breath is the breath of life. It is that connection. Setting an intention before a breathwork session can open that gateway to your higher self. Set the intention to connect with your higher self, to receive guidance or healing from your higher self during the session. However you want that to be, however you want to set that intention is up to you and unique to you. Set that intention before you begin, silently or saying aloud, I am open to receiving guidance from my higher self. Please show me what I need to know. And you can say that in any way that resonates with you. And then, for example, you can engage in just simple box breathing. If you're a beginner to breath work, just a conscious breathing, inhaling for 4 counts, holding for 4 counts, exhaling for 4 counts, and then holding for 4 counts in that box, repeating until you feel grounded and connected. Tune in during that breath, allowing any messages, sensations, or intuitive nudges to rise when you do this. You could do this for 5 minutes. A lot of times when I'm experiencing anxiety, negative emotions, feeling really out of sync, even just because of stress, I can sit down and engage in some of my breathwork techniques and center myself very quickly. 5 to 9 minutes usually is all it takes to start to recenter myself and start allowing those messages to flow again. And your higher self is probably not going to speak in words necessarily. You may get words in your mind, but a lot of times it's feelings, imagery, sudden clarity. Sometimes it is direct thoughts. Trust the process. Another one is visualization meditation. This is one that I have used frequently as well. Meeting your higher self in a sacred place. You could meet in a meadow or a heavenly place or whatever during meditation and envision yourself even speaking with your higher self. If you struggle with stillness, the visualization can be a powerful tool to help you access the energy of your higher self. Some people can just sit in stillness, no meditation music, no anything, just blank meditation. That can be difficult for a lot of people. Use meditation music, use visualization to ease yourself into that connection. So closing your eyes, imagine yourself standing at the base of beautiful white staircase leading to the higher realm where you're going to meet your higher self. And we're going to do something similar during our meditation today. We're going to go through a little meditation just to give you an example, and I think it will be really helpful to kind of teach you how to do this. So we'll be doing that in a few minutes. If you are in a space where you can do meditation, it'll be really helpful. Stillness meditation is also one that you can do where you are literally just in the quiet stillness and allowing messages to flow to you. You don't always need a structured meditation practice to connect. Sometimes the most profound guidance comes in simple stillness, like the quiet of the shower. Showering in the evening and just having that quiet time could be a really great meditation while you're washing your hair and just that cleansing of your aura with the water flowing over your head can be really powerful. So it doesn't even have to be that you have to sit totally quiet. Turn off the distractions, take a few deep breaths, and just be. You can sit in a parked car. You can do this while you're driving, while you're laying in bed, while you're taking a walk. All of these can be stillness meditation. Just turn off the distractions. Or if you're walking, turn on meditation music if you need to. Or you can walk in the stillness. Breathe deeply. ask your higher self to be with you and to guide you and just show you what you need to know right now. Don't force an answer. Just observe. Observe what you feel. Observe what you sense. And just let that intuitive knowing flow. Your higher self will speak in the spaces between your thoughts. Don't try to, I got to empty my mind. I can't think about anything else. No, that's not true. Thoughts are going to be there. They're okay. You don't need to get rid of them. Just let them float on by. The most important thing during a stillness meditation, if you don't have meditation music or anything else, if you're just going to do the quiet stillness, the most important thing is not that you don't have thoughts. The most important thing is that you just let them float through. Not holding on to the thought, not grasping on to it, not attaching feelings to it, just observing them and letting them float by. And there will be spaces between your thoughts where powerful things will come through. That's the connection that you're looking for. There's just no force. It's just with ease. Create a sacred time for this connection. And as I said before, a lot of people say they don't have time to meditate. And I would strongly advise you to make the time. But the truth is, moments of stillness already exist in your day. You don't have to add any more time. You just have to claim these moments. One of the most powerful hidden meditation spaces in your life is the shower. There's a reason why so many people, and I've talked to a lot of people who get their best ideas and inspirations in the shower. It's because it's the only time that you be quiet. It's the only time that you don't blaring music, that you're not busily doing something. It's the time when you are in stillness. Use it. Maximize it. If this is the only time that you give to yourself, maximize it. Dim the lights. Play meditation music while you're in the shower. Use a Himalayan salt lamp or candles. Like, make the shower that special time. Set an intention before you step in the shower. I'm asking my higher self to be with me, to receive wisdom and guidance. Let the water wash away distractions. Let it cleanse you as you allow this divine insight to flow. You don't need to escape to a retreat or sit in silence for hours to access your higher self. Your soul is always there waiting for you to just tune in. That's it. It's just you tuning in. The quiet stillness allows you to fall back into resonance with that love that you are, and allows that really deep connection with your higher self. So whether it's in meditation, breath work, whether it's allowing the silence while you're driving to work or driving somewhere, the silence in the shower, whatever it is, meditative walking, any of these things can allow you to connect to your higher self. Use those things. Use those moments, whatever time that you can. And next, I want to explore how to integrate this connection into your everyday life so that the wisdom of your higher self becomes a natural part of your decisions, your emotions, and your path. You can always take a moment to pause before making a decision. Just a moment. Take a breath and ask your higher self to come in. What is it that I need in this moment? What is the guidance I need in making this decision? And then just let it come through. And as you keep connecting, it will get stronger and stronger and stronger so that it's easier for you to do in moments of decision. So before we get into the part about integrating this into your daily life, actually, I'm going to take you through a short immersive meditation to help you connect with your higher self. And this is meant to give you a template for how to do this in the future, so that when you meditate on your own, you kind of have an idea of how this looks. And you can do it unique to you. You can create any space that you want and make it individual and authentic to you. So just understand, you don't have to meet your higher self in the space that I create in this meditation. You can create whatever you want, but this will just give you a basic template. Be aware that you can always ask your higher self for guidance in your mind, no matter where you are. But this is a formal meditation to just help you establish this connection powerfully, to get to know what it feels like, get to know how that connection feels so that you can do so more regularly in your daily life, so that you can have that guidance more often. So if you're not in a place where you can meditate right now, that's great. You can skip this section and come back to it when you have the time and space to do so. So let's get ready for this meditation. Get yourself in a quiet space where you can be undisturbed. You can sit or lie down in a comfortable position. I'm going to turn the music up. Okay. So I want you to close your eyes. Take a deep breath in. Exhale slowly, letting go of any tension, stress, distractions. With each breath, feel yourself becoming more present in this moment. Let go of your thoughts. Allow them to just float through your mind, letting go. There's nowhere that you need to be right now. There's nothing that you need to do. Allow yourself to settle in the present moment and let go. Connect to your breath. As you breathe out, allow your mind to relax. Allow your mind to be present as you breathe. As you continue to breathe, bring your awareness to the base of your spine. And imagine roots growing from your tailbone and the soles of your feet, extending down through the floor and into the earth. These roots travel deep, passing through layers of soil, stone, and ancient earth energy until they reach the crystalline core of the earth. A brilliant, glowing light at the heart of Mother Earth. Your roots gently wrap around this crystalline core, anchoring you in stability, safety, and grounding energy. Set the intention to release anything that no longer serves you in this earth. Release all of the stress, negativity, and fear down through the roots and into the earth. As you see these energies flowing down through your roots, they dissolve into the earth, where they are lovingly transmuted into pure light. Feel the earth's grounding energy rising up through your roots, traveling into your body and filling you with a sense of peace and stability. Mother Earth's grounding energy from the crystalline core is warm, glowing light that fills your entire body. As you are grounded in safety and security, breathe in and bring your awareness to the top of your head, your crown chakra. Imagine it gently opening like a blooming lotus flower. And as it opens, a stream of divine, sparkling white light pours down from the heavens and into your crown chakra. This light is pure wisdom, unconditional love, and divine guidance. As it flows into you, feel it filling your mind, clearing any fog and doubts, and illuminating your inner truth. Let this light travel down. It merges with the warm light of Mother Earth energy. They swirl around within your body, creating a perfect balance between earth and spirit. Take in a deep breath, anchoring your grounding energy and the divine energy from above. And then shift your focus to the center of your chest, to your heart chakra. As you breathe, imagine a soft, radiant green light expanding outward from your heart. This is the energy of pure love, the frequency of your true soul essence. As this green light grows, it surrounds your entire body. It radiates from you, forming a powerful aura of love all around you. In this space, only beings and energies aligned with love can interact with you. Everything else is transmuted and purified. Feel this love-infused energy wrapping around you like a warm embrace, making you feel protected, supported, and deeply connected to your soul. Breathe in and hold your breath, anchoring yourself in this moment of love and peace, and then exhale. As you bask in the warmth of this love, imagine yourself standing before a beautiful heavenly staircase, bathed in golden light. Each step you take lifts you into a higher realm, a place where your higher self resides. Step by step, you ascend, feeling lighter, freer, and more connected with the divine essence of your soul, of your higher self. And slowly you reach the top of the staircase. You find yourself in a radiant, celestial, heavenly realm. It may be a lush garden, a temple of light, a forest. Here, standing before you, in this space that is authentic to you, is your higher self, the eternal, wise, and loving aspect of you. Take a moment to observe the presence of your higher self. What do they look like? What energy do they radiate? Feel the warmth, love, and deep knowing and wisdom radiating from your higher self. As you enjoy this love and connection, ask for guidance. Ask your higher self about your soul purpose, the next steps you should take in your life, any question that's laying on your heart. Listen, feel, allow their wisdom to come through in words, feelings, or symbols. We'll take a few minutes in silence so that you can receive guidance and connection from your higher self. Thank you. feel ready, express gratitude to your higher self for the guidance that you've received. Know that this connection is always available to you whenever you seek it. Whenever you feel ready, offer your gratitude. You can embrace whatever feels natural to you, and then begin your descent down the staircase, carrying this wisdom and love with you. Step by step, you return to your body. You're slowly descending the staircase, knowing that you are returning to the present moment, bringing back with you clarity, peace, and divine insight. You slowly descend, step by step, becoming more and more aware of the present moment. Feel your breath. You reach the bottom of the stairs, back into the space where you were at the beginning of the meditation. You are divinely connected, grounded with Mother Earth. You have received divine wisdom and connection with your higher self. You have felt the energy of your higher self, and you bring that back with you. Your awareness to the space around you, the feeling of your body. You can wiggle your fingers or toes to help connect with your body. And whenever you feel ready, you can gently open your eyes. Take a deep breath to integrate with your surroundings and silently affirm, I am always connected to my higher self. Divine wisdom flows through me effortlessly. I walk my path with clarity, love, and trust. I want you to repeat this in your mind with me. I am always connected to my higher self. Divine wisdom flows through me effortlessly. I walk my path with clarity, love, and trust. May you carry this connection with you throughout the day. I hope you enjoyed that meditation. You may feel a little bit groggy, depending on how deep you're able to go with meditation. If it's new to you, you may not, and that's okay. However you feel is great, is perfect for you. But now that you've connected with your higher self through a meditation, the real transformation happens when you bring this wisdom into your everyday life. Your higher self isn't just a presence that you visit in meditation. Now, that is what we did in this space, and that is perfectly acceptable. It does help you solidify that connection in your physical brain, which is good. But your higher self is always with you, always guiding, always whispering the truth of your soul's path. Whether you listen to that or not is up to you. Your physical form is encased within your soul. So you're always connected, just whether or not you listen. The key is learning how to recognize, trust, and act on that guidance, and to stay in resonance as much as you can with that higher self. This guidance, this connection is going to make your life so much easier when that aspect of you, the higher part of you, is guiding your physical choices and where you're going. You're going to stay on path. You are going to be able to manifest miracles in your life. You're going to be living authentically and true to yourself, and joy will flow. So it is really important to try to do that as much as you can and grow into that connection. Your higher self communicates in a lot of different ways. It may be through a gut feeling, sudden inspirations or thoughts, synchronicities, or even the gentle pull of your heart towards doing something new or different. I know I have had this even in moving across the country at one point. It can connect and guide in so many ways. But in a world filled with distractions, it can be easy to second guess yourself. You can always ask for clarity. Always. Always ask. Now, the way that your higher self's communication will be different than your own thoughts and the way that you feel. So if you're feeling anxious, if it feels harsh and urgent, it's probably your own thoughts. Your higher self will speak to you in a calm way. It will not be frantic. It will be calm. Fear and ego scream and are very loud. Your higher self is not. The higher self whispers. If an idea, decision, or action feels peaceful, in alignment, even if you're uncertain, trust it. Now realize you can feel anxiety because your higher self will pull you out of your comfort zone at times. So it's okay to feel like, this is kind of pushing me. And that's okay. But you'll know and have this inner knowing that it is what you need to do, even if it's a little bit difficult outside of your comfort zone. Your higher self feels expansive, not restrictive. Your higher self will never guide you through shame or fear, ever. Its wisdom is like an opening, a deep breath, a quiet yes in your heart. You'll notice synchronicities will start appearing as you start walking in alignment, repeating numbers, messages in books, lyrics to songs or dreams that seem just too aligned to be random. This is your higher self confirming that you're on the right path. And if you're ever unsure, simply pause, take a breath, and ask, is this decision aligned with my higher self? Is this decision aligned with my highest good? Your body and your intuition will answer. Answers will come from your higher self. The more connected you are, the more that you practice this, the easier it will become. I also recommend journaling. It took me a long time to actually do this because it felt like one more thing I had to do, but it's a powerful way to deepen your relationship with your higher self. So I'm going to give you a couple of suggestions for journal prompts to get you going and then free flowing with whatever comes through for you. So a couple of examples. What does my higher self want me to know today? So these are things I start out before I go to bed with my questions. Because you're going down into that subconscious as you're falling asleep. So I will ask questions. What are the inspired actions I need to do tomorrow? I will ask these questions and then I will get up in the morning and I will intuitively write those things down. It's just like 5 minutes. It's not a big deal, but it's really powerful. So what does my higher self want me to know today? What inspired actions do I need to take today? What is holding me back from fully stepping into my power? Where in my life am I ignoring my intuition or guidance by my higher self? What steps can I take to align more with my soul's purpose? And what would my higher self do in this situation? Don't overthink it, just write intuitively. And your higher self will speak through the words that are just flowing through you without you even thinking about it. This is really powerful. I love intuitive writing. I've done it many times. It will give you guidance and wisdom beyond what your normal thought processes can give you. You can also do simple rituals if that aligns with you to maintain that alignment with your higher self. Staying connected to your higher self doesn't require hours of meditation. It doesn't require a lot of time. Even just small, intentional rituals can create the space for guidance to start flowing. Morning alignment. So before you check your phone, before you get going throughout your day, take a few deep breaths and set an intention for the day. I call my higher self to guide me with clarity, love, and wisdom. That's all you have to do. Or what inspired action do I need to take today? Whatever that is, just connect before you go about the rest of your day. It's really, really, really important. And then some energy clearing is also good. Using some sound, whether you have a Tibetan bowl or a tuning fork, or you could even just use something on your phone, using your breath or visualization to clear stagnant energy. You can also use selenite does really well for clearing. Lighting a candle, burning sage, or Palo Santo. Place your hands over your heart. Imagine divine light filling your body. There's a million things that you can do to clear that energy. And then check in throughout the day. Pause and ask, am I acting from my highest self? Or am I acting from my ego? Just ask yourself that question when you're making decisions or when you're going to react to something. It's very simple. It doesn't take a lot of time. You can also do that evening reflection before going to bed. Writing down an insight or a moment from the day where you felt guided or you felt connected. And this strengthens your trust with your higher self and your connection. And then navigating some challenges with connecting with your higher self. Life always brings us challenges, but when you're connected to your higher self, you can navigate them with more clarity and grace instead of fear and doubt. So when you're faced with a difficult decision, imagine your higher self standing next to you. What advice are you receiving? You can even imagine your higher self standing next to you and say, what should I do? What is the best decision for my highest good in this situation? And then allow the wisdom to come. When you're overwhelmed, take a deep breath, visualize yourself bathed in that divine light, and just realign yourself. When fear arises, remind yourself, I am not my fear. I am an infinite soul, guided and supported. Just quick little affirmations that you can come up with that align with you. Your higher self is your greatest ally. And the more you listen, the stronger your connection will become. I want you to remember, your higher self is always guiding you. It's just a matter of tuning in. Remember, that tune is the energy of love. Trust the nudges. Follow the signs, and most importantly, make space in your life for stillness, even if it's just in the shower or a quiet moment when you're driving in your car. If you enjoyed this episode, take a moment to share it. Tag me at Tandy Hartle on Instagram and let me know how you're connecting with your higher self. I appreciate you being here with me. Until next time, keep trusting, keep rising, and keep shining your lights.